Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining me. This is Dr. Donna Kelleher and Veterinary Holistic Services. And I have Dr. Jeff Blake here with me, my wonderful partner and better half here. So he's going to maybe chime in on some of these things. But what we're going to talk about today is ear infections. Dogs and cats develop ear infections very commonly, but they can be prevented by understanding potential causes, the role of normal flora, and how to influence those protective bacteria, as well as using holistic techniques to kill the yeast. Most of them are yeast infections, and just a small number are bacterial otitis or bacterial ear infections. Usually you see that dark, almost black discharge. It looks real similar to an ear mite infestation, which might happen in a younger dog. Symptoms can range from mild or occasional ear scratching to severe discomfort, and the dog can flap his ears, or the cat can flap their ears, and shake the head, and subsequently get an aural hematoma or an ear hematoma. And it's a serious end-stage result of having ear infections, uncontrolled ones. So you really definitely need to take action with this problem. Often one ear is affected over the other, but sometimes both ears can be involved. The symptoms. Dogs or cats might rub their heads, scratch at the ear excessively with the back foot. It's good to keep those back nails trimmed to reduce trauma. Or rub the front feet up on his head to relieve the discomfort. Head shaking can also happen. In floppy-eared dogs, head shaking, the shaking of the head excessively can lead to a hematoma. And a hematoma is a thick swelling where the blood goes between the outer ear flap and the inner ear flap. And it's considered surgical, although there are excellent holistic options for ear hematomas. I'll try to get to those at the end here. Let's see. Almost always these animals have a history of allergies and may be itchy generally. They may also have intermittent diarrhea and other signs of food allergies. Examination. When you look inside the dog or cat's ear, you may notice redness of the skin and swelling in the tissues, which is harder to tell, with black discharge or occasionally yellow discharge or flaking discharge. The black discharge is generally the yeast. If the discharge is not black or dark brown, there could be a lighter color bacterial infection, but like I said before, that's less common. Causes. About 95% of these cases, well, I'm not sure it's that high, but that's what I say here, have allergies to food or less common environmental allergies. Many veterinarians recommend cutting the following foods out of the diet entirely. And those are grains, chicken, beef, and I find a lot of ear infections can be due to fish and fish oil allergies too. It is true that grain allergies are very common, but now that kibble is often grain-free, it seems that allergies are morphing and adapting very fast to other carbohydrates, potatoes, tapioca, lentils, etc. Raw diets can cure ear infections related to grains or carbohydrate sensitivities. I've also found that dairy products like string cheese for training can create sugars, and sugars can feed the yeast. So dairy products should be avoided as well. Any food allergy can cause a yeast infection, though. The key is to observe when the infection started and pay close attention to the diet earlier that day or even the day before. When our own dog Smudge got greenies, or usually not greenies, but greenies contain wheat gluten, which is really, really bad for ear infections. But also, I would sometimes give her a little piece of cheese. I could count on a nasty otitis later that day. It happened really fast with her. I have seen tree allergies or grass allergies cause intermittent ear infections too. Also, swimming dogs, like Labradors that swim in the summer, and especially when their normal flora isn't protected or they don't have a good biome, then they can get ear infections. And let's see. So we definitely need to stop swimming the dogs that are getting ear infections. And in young animals, it's important to rule out ear mites. I think ear mites can look a lot like otitis without making a slide and looking under the microscope. And let's see. So the first step is to go to a raw or cooked carbohydrate-free diet, no chicken. And then usually we also instruct clients to grind 1 or 2 tablespoons of fresh oregano into the food because it is especially helpful to reduce yeast. And we also recommend chopped parsley in the diets, just a teaspoon, and that helps promote healthy gut flora. And sometimes we even recommend apple cider vinegar, add a dose of 1/2 teaspoon per 20 pounds body weight twice a day in the food. That also helps support healthy gut flora. And it's also an anti-yeast remedy. Let's see. A homemade recipe to prevent ear infections. Now, you shouldn't have to apply anything topically to the ear if the dog's or cat's biome is good and everything's working well. You shouldn't have any discharge and you shouldn't have to clean the ears out. But that's sort of the perfect world. In our world, we use a little recipe to help prevent infections and treat mild infections, and that might be 2 teaspoons of white vinegar, 1 teaspoon of witch hazel, and 8 teaspoons of green tea, and you stir it well, use a little cotton ball to put it in the ears and apply it topically. Generally, I don't like to use a lot of fluids directly in the ear or do a lot of ear flushing because as soon as the medications wear off, there's a lot of fluid now in the ear, and that can help propagate a ear infection. And Zymox is a company that just exists because of mostly canine and feline otitis or ear, I should say yeast infections in general. They have an otic solution with or without 1% hydrocortisone, and that you can buy on Amazon. And I just use 2 or 3 drops in each ear if it's a pretty stubborn yeast infection. And so I sort of boiled it down to 4 causes. I don't know what you think, Dr. Jeff. Anything?
No, well, it sounds good.
Do you have any opinions about any of it?
I don't think so.
Jeff's my more conventional counterpart.
Sounds pretty complete.
Well, let's just boil it down for him here. So I kind of came down to 4 causes of ear infections in dogs and cats. See if this makes sense. So we said allergies, like food allergies, number one thing, environmental allergies. And then the second thing is a biome or a microflora problem. So the dog or the cat does not have a good biome to basically, the good bacteria are not outcompeting these bad bacteria or yeast. The third cause is swimming or getting your ears wet. And the fourth cause is eating too many sugars or carbohydrates. So that could be in the form of dairy, could be in the form of, milk bones. It could be, do people still feed milk bones, Dr. Jeff?
I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody that feeds milk bones.
I think they're still around and selling just fine. Sometimes just getting them off the kibble, because the kibble is really a big carbohydrate source, no matter whether it's grain-free or not. And I don't know, some of my most difficult cases have been ear infections. They can be pretty stubborn. What do you think?
They can be pretty stubborn, no doubt about it.
And the dogs are really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think that it's a good idea that maybe they should be like sedated or...
Sometimes.
Somehow just so they're not, or given pain meds, so it's not, it's really painful for them, I think. So what do you think about, so I was thinking that we could also share our cure. I shouldn't say our cure, I should say my cure, because I don't know, have you ever done this before? Instead of doing surgery for those oral hematomas when it fills up with blood and the dog has this big heavy ear, I have people massage food grade castor oil into the inner flap especially, and just get that thing really soaking with food grade castor oil every once a day for 5 days and just massage that hematoma out of the ear. And I have never had a case where it doesn't work. Never used it, done it in cats though. Have you ever heard of any cure like that?
I haven't, no.
Because mostly it's just, vets just do surgery on them, right?
Mostly.
I mean, it seems like a good thing to do surgery on. You'd get all the blood out, but it just seems like it kind of creates that cauliflower ear no matter what. Whereas the ones that cure with the castor oil don't have any abnormalities in their connective tissue in their ear. Have you ever seen any cases where we've done that in the clinic?
I've seen your cases, and they look really good afterwards.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember that. Okay. Well, anyway, anything else you want to add about ear infections?
I don't think so.
All right. Thanks, guys. Hey, if you have any comments, and you know, if you can let other people know to follow our podcast, if you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, all of that really helps us out. Thanks so much. I hope you guys help your dogs with your ears and their cats too. Bye. Good night.